Supported by the Dunleary Rathdown Public Participation Network, you're listening to Community Connection on Dublin South FM.
Welcome to this month's Community Connection. Community Connection is a series on Dublin South FM in collaboration with the Dunleary Rathdown Public Participation Network. The show aims to bring people together throughout the Dunleary Rathdown area to share their stories, discuss important issues, and most importantly, encourage the community to get involved in any way they can.
The Give Wonderfully campaign, an initiative by Dundrum Town Centre in partnership with Making Connections, has launched a heartwarming Christmas initiative in support of elderly people experiencing loneliness and isolation. The centre's Giving Tree allows visitors the opportunity to donate or buy a gift for someone who needs it. Joining us on Community Connection to discuss the initiative and the other services that they provide is Sarah Hines from Making Connections. Sarah, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today on Community Connection. Making Connections is a local charity with a mission to alleviate isolation and loneliness for older people in the community. Can you tell me a bit more about the work you do?
Absolutely. So thanks so much for having me on, Patrick. The charity Making Connections alleviates loneliness by providing befriending and well-being support. So it's all about empowering older people to stay healthy and socially connected. So our message is that aging is inevitable, but loneliness doesn't have to be. So we're all going to age, but we all don't necessarily have to be lonely. And we work in partnership with the HSE as well to alleviate the loneliness in the community. And how this happens is a public health nurse or a social worker identifies a need that an older person may have and then refers them to Making Connections. And the brilliant team at Making Connections then works behind the scenes, contacts the older person and looks through their volunteer database and sees, okay, who might suit this person and who might be able to support the need that they have. And I suppose particularly after COVID-19 and everything, a lot of those people, the older people in South Dublin that were really isolated during COVID, sort of remained isolated. And they saw this need to help that, which is why we are really looking for more volunteers and more help to support the charity so we can in turn support those people.
What are some of the challenges faced by the people you support that result in loneliness and isolation?
So what I have seen and what many volunteers have seen is that a lot of people, they don't have family members nearby. Perhaps they moved up from anywhere else around the country. They moved up years ago. Now they've gotten older. Perhaps they live on their own and they just don't have those connections that they need. A lot of people tend to be intimidated even just to go outside and go for a walk and stuff. And a lot of that is due to the likes of declining mobility, or maybe they can't drive or might have limited sight, stuff like that. So they need someone there to support them and to give them that confidence. You know, like if you're housebound and you don't have the confidence to go out, you know, you're very stuck, and that's what we want to help with. And we don't want these people to feel really lonely and like I just said, to feel like they're stuck in their home. Like from my own experience, the lady I visit, her name is Nora. She's 89 years of age and she lives alone, like me. She's from the west of Ireland and she doesn't have very many family members around. And she wouldn't have fantastic mobility. So during the summer months, I take her out for walks, which she is really grateful for, because she wouldn't do that if I wasn't there on a Wednesday evening to be with her. And I suppose another thing that I think we like to make clear about Making Connections is you're not home help either. You're there to support these people, to bring them out for a walk or to just sit and have a chat. It's really about making that connection and connecting the generations and just to make somebody feel a little less lonely.
Can you tell me about the types of supports that Making Connections provide?
Absolutely. So there are different types of supports that Making Connections provides. Again, at the heart of it, it's all about connecting people and making people feel a little less lonely. But the different types we have are befriending volunteers. So that's what I am. I'm a befriending volunteer and I visit Nora once a week, every week. Now, obviously, sometimes life happens and I might not be able to make it, but I'll always give her a call and let her know that I won't make it and ask how she is. So it's all about having that person that she knows I'm thinking of her and she knows that I'll be back again next week. So that's the sort of thing that I do. But if someone's listening to this now and thinking, okay, God, I can't commit to an hour a week, we also have other supports available. So we have a buddy support system. So if it's a one-off activity, like going to a men's shed or something like that, you can sign up to be a buddy support. So you might only go to one event with this person. And again, it would make such a difference to them. We have walking companions where they, if someone is too intimidated to go outside, or again, they mightn't have fantastic mobility, that you're just there to be with them, to give them that confidence to walk around. We have digital supports. So we have volunteers that can show people how to like video call family abroad, or how to buy their groceries online, or how to buy anything online, stuff like that. I know a big popular one as well will be Mass online, to show them where to get that. We also have a group activity, so like a walk and talk group that happens in Churchtown, where a group of volunteers and a group of Making Connections beneficiaries all get together, and they all walk together, and like that, they walk and talk, they walk and they have a chat, and it gives them that social outlet and that confidence. And that actually featured on Nationwide back in October, which was great. It really showcased the positive aspects of stuff like that, and making that group of people feel a little less lonely, and again, giving them that support and confidence.
Making Connections is very much a voluntary driven organisation. As a volunteer yourself, can you tell me about what you do and the impact that it has for you and the person you support? And you have mentioned there that your role is that of befriending. But what is the impact that it has for you and for Nora, as an example?
Yeah, I suppose the first thing I'll say is I cannot stress enough how mutually beneficial it is. I think I feel like it is such a rewarding experience to visit Nora. And what I've noticed with her is that, I mean, her face lights up when I walk in the door, because she's like, oh, this is fantastic. I have a friend coming. We're going to sit down. We're going to have some tea. We're going to chat about what's gone on throughout the week. And I think, you know, you can chat about everything and anything. Like myself and Nora joke that we might have a little grumble, something might have happened throughout the week that we mightn't be too happy about. And we share that with each other. We have a laugh. We talk about our family. We talk about everything. And I have learned so much from her. I mean, there's a 70 plus year age gap between the two of us. And to listen to how life was like for her when she was my age and how life is like now, it's just wonderful to make that connection, that intergenerational connection. And even stuff like on her tablet, I know she couldn't get Mass on the tablet there a couple of weeks ago, and I helped her with that. There's just those little things that make such a difference. And actually the other day when I visited her, she didn't realize that she could put the speaker on her phone. She was on the phone to Vodafone support, and she kept it up to her ear, and I said, Nora, you don't have to keep it up to your ear, you can put the speaker on and you can leave it on the table. And I mean, you would swear that I had told her she won the lotto with how happy she was with discovering that this was a possibility. So even just the little things like that make such a difference. They really do. And I mean, she always says it to me that she looks forward to the visit. And I always say to her that I look forward to the visit. It's become part of our routine. And I've been visiting Nora for a year now. And it's just, it really is like this wonderful connection and relationship that we've developed, and we both benefit so much from it. And she's such a positive influence in my life with her outlook on life. She often says that, you know, she thinks so highly of like the younger generations, and even stuff like the HSE staff and all this. She says like there's a lot of giving out about those things in the media and stuff, but she just has always encountered such wonderful people, and she's so thankful that this charity exists, that she can benefit from it, and that other people benefit from it. She's always saying more people need to know about this because she loves it so much.
If someone is interested in volunteering, what do they need to do, and what advice would you give?
Okay, so straightforward, you will go to www.makingconnections.ie, and we have a volunteer section there, and that is where you submit an expression of interest, and you can also outline sort of the level of commitment that you can give or want to give. And so that is first and foremost how you do it. From my own advice, what I would say is I'm conscious that obviously my story that I'm talking about, I'm a befriending volunteer, so I visit Nora once a week, and I have done so for a year. So a lot of people might be listening and thinking, oh God, okay, that's a big commitment. I don't know if I can do that. Please don't let that deter you, because you don't have to be a befriending volunteer. You can be buddy support for one-off events, or a walking companion, and digital support, or go to the walk and talk group. So I think even if it's more of a short-term commitment or a one-off commitment, please don't let it discourage you, that is a perfectly acceptable way to volunteer, and we encourage all forms of volunteering at Making Connections. So it's all about the time you can give, and I suppose evaluate what time you can give and what you feel you're capable of doing, because it really is a rewarding experience as well. I think that's the advice I would give, is to think about how you will actually benefit from this too. But also, of course, it's just fantastic to be able to help other people out as well.
In partnership with Dundrum Town Centre and as part of the Give Wonderfully campaign, you've launched the Giving Tree. Can you give us more details concerning this initiative, please?
Absolutely. So the Give Wonderfully campaign, it's all about encouraging people to give time, give back and give joy this Christmas. So when you enter the Dundrum Town Centre, the shopping centre, visitors will spot the big tree. You can't miss it. It's opposite Butler's on the ground floor. And what happens there is we have a screen with information about making connections. We have a box for gifts and we have a tap to donate section. So when you go up and you tap to donate with your phone or your card, the tree lights up and the music that comes out of it as well. It's all a very wholesome, exciting moment for everyone. We've noticed particularly for families when they come up with young kids, they'll tap to donate, then the tree lights up and they're like, oh my God, what's happening? And then music starts. They're like, where's the music coming from? It's a very wholesome experience for the family and everyone's taking pictures and stuff like that. So that money from the tap to donate section goes to making connections. And we also have a box for gifts. So not only can you donate some money if you would like to, or you can also donate a gift. Now, we're not talking about anything extravagant or anything like that. It's just a small gift, like maybe chocolates or toiletries or book tokens, to show these people, the beneficiaries of Making Connections, that someone is thinking of them this Christmas. So you put the gift in the box and then us at Making Connections, the charity, we ensure that the people who need those gifts the most get them at Christmas time.
You can also donate to the Give Wonderfully campaign via your website. Can you provide us, please, with details as to how this works?
Absolutely. So when you go to makingconnections.ie, on the top right of the website, you will see a pink button that says Donate Today. And so when you click on that, you will get the option to either make maybe a one-off donation or a monthly donation. And there's also information about the Give Wonderfully campaign. So you can donate there. That's up and running all of the time. But in terms of the actual Dundrum donation, that is up until the 22nd of December. But as always, the Donate Today button will be there on the Making Connections website whenever you feel like you might be able to donate something to the charity.
Sarah Hines from Making Connections, many thanks for taking the time to speak with us on Community Connection. It's a wonderful initiative and the work that you do throughout the year is exceptional.
That's all for this month's Community Connection. The programme was produced by Patrick Healy. Also, a special thanks to Colette Dowling of the DLR Public Participation Network. If you are a member of the Dunleary Down Public Participation Network and would like to be featured on Community Connection, please email communityconnection@dublinsouthfm.ie.